Good afternoon, everyone. This year, I play the role of champion of the Ontology Family 2014 website development team, which in fact is a very little team. I'm the only member. The aim of this presentation is to introduce a brief report of the mission of the team and the executed activities during these 3 months. Next slide, please. Slide number 2.
Yes.
One thing many of you can be asking is why we need another website if we have the Ontolog Wiki. The Ontolog Wiki stores all contributions and serve as a dynamic knowledge repository of the summit activities. However, some people may get lost with the great volume of information that the wiki page contains. Moreover, its look and feel is not very attractive. Therefore, since the Ontology Summit 2012, each year a parallel public-facing website has been developed. The idea has been to have a website summarizing the most important information related to the Ontology Summit activities. This is a huge effort in and of itself, but it is only a transition task. There are a group of people working in the migration of Ontolog Wiki to a new semantic wiki platform. The public-facing website development is a requirement until the migration of Ontolog Wiki to Ontolog Partner Semantic Media Wiki is complete. Slide number 3, please. The mission of the team is to deploy a public-facing and visually simplified website that will provide access to the Ontology communique, information about summit tracks and other activities, as well as links to their Ontolog Wiki pages, a complete list of the weekly conferences presenting their topics and invited panelists, a calendar of the summit events, showing weekly sessions, symposium, and hackathon activities, links to social media like Twitter and Google Plus, a sponsored acknowledgement page, information about the group of people that support Ontology Summit activities, as well as other resources like recommended readings, archive of discussion list emails, Ontolog Wiki, etc. Next slide, please.
Okay.
To reach this mission with plans and activities, the first thing to do was to decide about website structure and style. In this sense, we've evaluated 3 choices. The first one is to reuse last year's website, adding some new features like a Google Calendar, links to social media, page with information about sponsor and some minor style changes. The second alternative was to maintain the structure and change the style completely, new color, font, and page layout. And finally, the last one was to start from scratch, designing a new website structure and style. Because the website had to be published quickly, the best choice was the first one. Reuse the last year website with some minor style changes and some new additions. Once this decision has been taken, the development of the pages starts. When the most important pages had been finished, the website was published. Next slide, please.
Okay.
Some other activities are required to be done after the publication of the website. We publish news and events, information about hackathon activities, as well as symposium registration call, among other topics. The new features like Google Calendar and the access to social media were also incorporated after the initial publication of the website. The only task that remains to do is to update the site with the final version of this year's communique. Next slide, please. Finally, I want to show you a snapshot of the main page of the Ontology Summit 2014 website. If you have the opportunity to access to the link that is shown in the slide, you will be able to see the result of the job. Thank you for your attention.
Okay, thank you, Marcela.